Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect as we continue our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener planet. Recently, Europe has been battling some of the hottest temperatures ever recorded. And very shortly, we'll be joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman from Science Foundation Ireland to talk about why this has happened, the impact and the potential repercussions for the future. But first, we sent our reporter Jane McNamara out to find out how this might affect you and whether it's something you actually take seriously.
People absolutely should take it seriously. It's getting worse and worse every year.
You'll be thinking about how you're going to spend your summers. Will it spread this far north? And is there, you know, room for a lot of migration from those countries if it becomes persistent?
I mean, I think it is scary, you know, especially when you're going to visit places and you're not used to those temperatures normally anyway. So, like, it's actually probably a health issue as well.
It's crazy. Maybe it'll mean that the tourism in Ireland increases because everybody will be coming for the rain in Ireland.
Climate change is a thing. It's real. It's there. And I don't know how we move quickly enough to solve it.
Well, not only have parts of the European continent been battling extreme temperatures, but data shows that average world temperatures recorded over some consecutive days in July also were the hottest on record. We're joined now by Dr. Ruth Freeman from Science Foundation Ireland. Dr. Freeman, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. Recently, the UN Secretary General said that the climate crisis is now out of control. Now, some people would suggest, from what I've read, that this actually might be, well, there might be an element of scaremongering in it. What are your thoughts?
So I don't think it's scaremongering, Carol. And I suppose what we're seeing now is what climate scientists have been predicting we would see for many, many years now. It's very complicated. I mean, trying to model the weather systems and the climate patterns for a planet is something that's very, very difficult to do. So what scientists do is they predict a range of different things that might happen. So while we can't have pinpoint accuracy as to what's going to happen, what we can see is trends. And what we're seeing is the models have predicted, and it's what we're seeing, that the likelihood of extreme weather events, which is what we're seeing now in Europe with the extreme temperatures, that's going to become more frequent with the overall heating of the planet, given that the planet has increased by about a degree already.
Now, I was following a thread on Twitter talking about this, and one thing I noticed was that there seemed to be a lot of people from here getting on there saying, well, we're not seeing any evidence of any heat. In fact, on the contrary, number one, what does this really have to do with us? And number two, is this really global warming?
I always think kind of climate change is a better term because you can see some of these extreme weather conditions will be not just about heat. They'll be about flooding, they'll be about wetter climate, and they could even indeed be a colder climate in some places as the climate changes. But what we see with the ocean warming and with the atmosphere warming is there's going to be more moisture in the air. There's more energy in the air. So it is predicted that we will have warmer and wetter summers. And of course, this July, we have had that. And it is, you know, Met Aaron are saying that will be the trend in Ireland, that we will have these warmer and wetter summers. So it's not always going to be about heat, but it will be about changes and a changing trend towards those extreme conditions.
This might sound like an obvious question, Dr. Ruth, but why is this happening and what are the consequences of what is going on in Europe at the moment for all of us?
I mean, what is happening is that our atmosphere, the Earth, is getting warmer on average. So what has happened is that we have put greenhouse gases into our atmosphere. So these are gases like carbon dioxide and methane. These come from things like the burning of fossil fuels, from agriculture, and those gases trap heat in our atmosphere. Now, actually, our oceans have absorbed about 90% of that extra heat that we've already put into the atmosphere. And we can see that the temperature of the ocean's gone up by about a degree. But I always say it's much better to think about this like your body temperature rather than weather, because I think we can often get confused between the weather we're seeing outside today and climate, which is a much longer term trend in terms of what's happening. And of course, if you get a temperature, even a 1 degree temperature above what's normal for you, your body doesn't feel great. That's what's happening to our planet now. The temperature's gone up by about a degree. You know, we probably are surpassing at times this 1.5 degree that the International Panel on Climate Change have really set as a target for us not to exceed, because the models would say that the changes that will happen beyond that will be incredibly difficult for humanity to deal with.
How do we get the message across to people who maybe the penny hasn't quite dropped yet?
You know, I think it is difficult when you start to talk about an individual taking this all on themselves, because, you know, that's not going to change it. The reality is we all kind of need to become climate voters. And I think we do see, hopefully, a shift now where, you know, politicians are really seeing this as an issue. And it has to be an issue when it comes to every conversation. It needs to be for everything. It needs to be for business. It needs to be for education. It needs to be for culture. It needs to be across the board. And, you know, I think Ireland has a good track record as well in terms of trying to coordinate global action. So I think we need to act here at home. We have a huge ocean to look after. We have a beautiful green island that we want to look after ourselves and our own biodiversity. So we should lead there first. But then we should also try to influence others so we can work together globally.
All right. Dr. Ruth Freeman from Science Foundation Ireland, a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for joining us this week. And that wraps up this week's edition of Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back at sunshineradio.ie/hours to protect, and you'll find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative there too, and at hours2protect.ie. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me this week, and I do hope you'll join me again next week for another edition next Monday evening, just after 7.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.